You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
The words true blue carry the connotation, it's the real thing. It's bona fide, the genuine article. And to sum it all up in one word, sincere.
And the background of a word often gives a clearer picture to the real meaning. The word sincere is derived from two Latin words, sine sera. Surprisingly, the combination of those two words means without wax. There's an interesting explanation behind that phrase. Some use beeswax to polish floors, and some use hot wax to remove unwanted body hairs. So, what's the story behind sine sera, without wax?
In past times, it seems that unscrupulous marble workers sometimes patched up floors in their marble products with wax. Evidently, the clear wax blended in to disguise the floor, so that the customer was duped into believing it was perfect.
Oh, but instead it was nothing but damaged stock. So what about the honest dealers in marble?
Here's where the words sine sera come in. Honest merchants displayed a sign with those Latin words inscribed clearly, meaning that their customers could be assured that there was no unethical dealing going on in their shops. There was no cover-up floors. Their articles were genuine, without wax, sincere.
And that sort of dishonesty is still going on today. Many's the time I've purchased something that has had a tiny crack or a flaw that's been cleverly disguised.
It would be interesting if our listeners were able to tell us of times when they've been poorly treated when purchasing certain items. That is, paying for something which clearly did not come up to your expectations. Clothing, utensils, food.
And how about when you buy a car? There are many horror stories out there. How many times have we heard of people being cheated when they found their vehicle had so many faults that were not obvious when they purchased it?
You know, the same thing applies with relationships. The way people deal with other people. Are they all they appear to be? Or are they hiding their real personalities? Are they being dishonest by saying things they don't mean? Are they covering up ulterior motives to get something they want? Mind you, beware of deceivers.
As much as I hate to admit it, I think every single one of us has fallen into the trap of dishonesty. We've said or done things simply to get our own way. It's very easy to cover up. It's very easy to deceive, and shame on us. It's also quite effortless to allow people to believe you're something that inside you know you're not.
There's only one who really knows exactly what we're like. That's God. We can't pretend to be what we're not with Him. When God looks into your heart, what does He see? It's amazing how many people really believe they can fool God. They think if they give a few dollars to a good cause, or help a neighbour in trouble, or do any kind deed, somehow that'll fool God into overlooking all their other sins.
But the pretenders don't get very far with God. It's only those with sincere hearts who He accepts. It's like a small schoolboy trying to fool his teacher that he didn't do something, with guilt written all over his face. How could you ever fool the great Creator? He knows every secret thing you ever did, and He knows the reason why you did it. Oh no, there's no fooling God. God's supernatural acts are for God's purposes, not to entertain the insincere or divert the idly curious. Sadly, it's a trap some even fall into today.
Pretenders will never make it to heaven because their hearts aren't true blue. God wants complete, wholehearted sincerity. The Bible says, "You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you," says the Lord. These words spoken so long ago are still relevant today.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 2170. And thank you for listening.